More at Home with us here at BBS. My guest this evening is Lois Martin.
Hi there, Allison. Hi, everybody.
Hi, sweetie. Now, Lois, I'm going to tell them a little bit about you. So I love having another numerologist on the show. And Lois has been practicing numerology for over 30 years. And she's no stranger to the radio. She's been a frequent guest on various radio stations. She's appeared on television. And her columns have been featured in By the Numbers. And she's really, we've had some really wonderful conversations. One thing that a numerologist loves is to talk to another one. And we could talk the numbers, I think, to, I don't know, the next blue moon. What do you think, Lois?
I think it's great, especially if the FBI is listening, then we really blow them away with our number system.
Yeah, we have the secrets to everything, don't we?
It sure is.
Yeah. Well, you know what I love, and everyone that's listening, I mean, by all means, you know, take a moment and go to her website. It's www.loisloistmartin.com. And you can read all about her there on her website. But what I love about you is you call yourself a number psychicologist. And so I'm going to give you a minute to tell everybody, what does that mean?
Well, I started out like you, curious about what numbers were about. So I practiced many, many, many years, continue to practice numerology. Through the numbers, it has enhanced my intuitive ability. And the numbers speak to me. As a tarot reader would use cards, the numbers now become my tool.
Mm-hmm.
And from that, I have been able to enhance the intuitive side. So I find that through my experiences that when I'm doing personal sessions, there is strong psychic information. And yet, if there is a time frame that somebody is looking for, let's say it's a job change, moving, so forth, the numbers are more logical.
Right.
The other part is more, how you say, metaphysical, in the sense of psychic realm.
Right. Well, I think that, you know, I've said this to students, and I'm sure that you have as well, that you start off looking at numerology as a tool, and then eventually all your psychic abilities, anything that you have, kicks in. And I know, you know, when you're talking about the numbers speaking to you, I mean, sometimes when just before I'm getting ready to do a numerology reading, it just feels like I've got all these major conversations going on in 10 different places in my head that have to do with the numbers. And also, you know, the clairaudience hearing, because you hear how to phrase something to a client.
Correct.
Or how maybe you're taking an example and somehow you magically pull something that just happened to them yesterday and you put it into the reading and they're like, how did you know that? That happened to me yesterday. Well, that's where you hear things. Sometimes seeing things, too. I can remember one reading where I was doing, it was a compatibility reading, and I was explaining to her with her fiancé. I said, well, sometimes it's like you're banging your head against the wall. And I literally saw her banging her head against the wall, and she just started laughing. And she says, I was doing that yesterday to try to demonstrate to him how hard it is to talk to him. And I literally saw her doing this.
Mm-hmm.
So I think you get a lot of that going on with numerology. You can be brilliant just if all you did was interpret the numbers. I mean, because numerology is so accurate, don't you agree?
Yes, it's one of the most accurate sciences and yet one of the most easiest to understand.
Right. But when you take your intuitive stuff, your psychic ability, and however you receive the information, you add it to that tool and you can have some pretty profound readings and very insightful readings.
Absolutely.
Right.
Absolutely. I know in my years of doing this, numbers have yet to cease to amaze me. I mean, it is just Every new interaction with another person is another new learning for me.
Exactly.
And it's amazing how much there is, and it's more amazing saying to myself, my God, how much more I have to learn. You know?
Well, yeah, you were saying that today, that the teachers, really the teachers with numerology is the client. It is the person that you do the reading for, because they validate the information that you're giving them, and oftentimes they can sometimes give you just a little bit more perspective on how that particular energy plays out in their life or how that particular configuration of energy, how that is affecting them currently in their life. Don't you agree that the...
Absolutely.
Yeah.
I find that I've had the best teachers one can ask for.
Right.
And I bless each one of them, because without them, I wouldn't have gotten this far, because you could read so many books, but hands-on is really the experience.
It is. And so anyone that's out there that's listening and that have, you know, that you may be a student of numerology and you may think in terms of buying another 10 books, because I think all of us numerologists must have, I don't know, 20, 30, 50, 100, but we have the books. But the real key to numerology is the experience in working with the clients, and that's where you make the numbers, the meanings of the numbers, come alive. And I always recommend to any of my students to go ahead, take all your siblings, your parents, your best friends, your husband, your children, work up their charts, and then observe them, because observation is really one of the greatest teachers with numerology on how... And how, when we hold this energy and when we use this energy, how it displays itself in our life by our choices or how we act or how we think. You know, if you observe the people closest to you, they can be some of your greatest teachers, I think.
Yes, I agree. I agree. And then sometimes I don't know how much I could agree, because I think it depends on how much of the emotional level was put into it.
That's true. That's true.
And then when you put that emotion into it, it's pretty hard then to start wanting to read kids and family members. I think that taking friends, taking a pet, looking at the simple things, even the simple name of a store, what does that type of energy attract?
Mm-hmm.
License plates, house numbers.
Sure.
I think these are your keys.
Right.
To different door openers.
Right.
But I agree with you. I agree with family is the best that, you know, we could test ourselves on.
Well, I think the one thing about the family members and the people closest to you is if you study their numerology, I really believe that that's where you can have the best relationships with them when you finally begin to understand that nobody's alike, that we all have our own numbers, our own energy, we all see things differently. And I think that you can, there's a lot of healing and acceptance and dropping the judgment with family members. I think it's really a wonderful tool, you know, if you do study your family members, to help you to understand them better and have better relationships. I think that's one of the best things that numerology is for.
I agree with you, especially when their numbers are the same as your numbers.
Yeah, because the apple does not fall far from the tree.
Correct.
When it comes to family.
And it's a real mirror.
Yeah.
You know, and then we really look at what it is we don't like about ourselves. So it's a fascinating science.
It's fascinating. Well, I want to pick up on what you said a little bit earlier about numbers. Like, you know, we often think in terms of our numbers that comprise us, our soul energy. But also, numerology is an extraordinary tool if you just would to use it to name a business, when it comes to time to sign a contract, relationships, careers, names, pet names, relocating house numbers, phone numbers. You have all this. Bank accounts, license plates, like you said. I said last week on the show, I find it really interesting. We have this restaurant that has a number five, building. And it's in the downtown, the middle of Akron. And it's interesting that there's been at least five owners in the 5 years that I've been here, because it's a constant change to that building.
Right. Right.
Right. You know, what number would you suggest that they have those, let's say, and I'm just asking you, I know what I would say, but I want to know what you would say. Let's say we have a person that wants to own a restaurant. Would you put them in a five, or would you, what number would you put them in to make that restaurant successful for them?
I don't know.
You think a six or an eight?
I don't know. You know, there's so much entailed with that. I would have to know their names.
Yeah.
I would even like to know the date that they're signing the contract and when they're optioning to open.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I think a lot of that has to do with it. Mm-hmm. I just don't think pulling a number out of a hat, because you could choose a number eight and it could take you broke.
Yeah.
We were
talking about that today.
Mm-hmm.
We? About how I'm sure that anyone that's listening, a lot of you have heard this, that, you know, if you want to attract abundance into your life, well, in your house isn't an eight house. Well, maybe you've got a five house. Well, you could put a three, tape a three up next to the five, and it would be an eight house, magically become an eight house. I've heard people talk about putting eights in their wallets, taping eights around, you know, their computer desk, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. And you and I were talking that you have to be aware of the fact that when you're using numbers, you're actually drawing the energy of that number to you and experiences having to do with that number. And the eight is about finances, but it's good finances and bad finances. It's not always a cakewalk. It's always obstacles. And there's many, many things to be aware of when you're talking about the eight energy, right?
Absolutely. Because the number eight, just by the shape of it, because I study shapes of letters and numbers. And when you study the shape, just looking at the eight is what goes around, comes around.
Right.
And the eight individual has to learn, or the number eight has to be taught or taught to you, that there is a spiritual side of it as well as there's a material side of it.
Mm-hmm.
And just by placing a number or slapping one on a wall, because that's going to change your law of attraction, is a no-no.
Right.
Because it may not coincide with your name. It may not coincide with the address that you are or the state you might even be living in. There is so much details in choosing what is the right attraction in numbers.
So, do you, Lois, would you say that you concentrate a good deal of your practice on giving people advice as far as naming their business and where to locate their business and phone numbers and things like that?
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah?
Absolutely. I have a wide clientele that are in their own business and are looking to either change the name or there's a partner coming in,
mm-hmm.
and I do a whole workup on them because this may not be a time to sign papers.
Sure. Oh, yeah.
And
sure.
I do a little bit more in the numbers. I work with the Magi cycle. I work with double digits.
Right, right.
So that gives me even more information because you're not just looking at a 6, I'm looking at a 24.
Right, exactly. And everyone should bear that in mind that you have to look at the double digits. Exactly, right.
That's the same thing as women when they get married. I don't know. I'm sure your clientele comes into you. I know mine does. My women come into me and they say, Lois, I don't know what happened before I got married. I was a happy person.
Right.
I had a personality. I was outgoing. I was creative. And what happened? Well, understanding that as soon as we change a name, you're changing identity.
Right.
You're changing energy.
Right.
And just because you're taking on the name Smith doesn't mean you're starting out with the letter S.
Mm-hmm.
So there are so many components that you need to look into before just changing a name or putting a number on a wall. I believe in affirmations, but I truly believe that nothing is impossible to a willing heart.
That's true, that's true.
You know,
well, I think perspective is everything, and especially with numerology, and
exactly.
Especially with what the numbers are telling you. I think how you look at the energy, how you look at your experiences, how you look at the adversity in your life, perspective is really a way of turning it around and making it magical. And I just, you know, I really am a strong believer in it's how you look at things. And I think that numerology gives us a huge amount of insight into perspective and also advice on how to do things. I mean, I can't imagine someone who would, start open a checking account number without thinking about it first. Or even, sometimes people say to me, well, what do I do? Go to the bank and tell them that I don't like this number, that I
Absolutely.
Want another one? And I say, yeah.
Absolutely.
That's exactly what you do. You tell them I don't like the way this vibrates too. I need a different number, and they will change it for you.
That's the same thing with the phone number. If you're attracting a business
right.
and you want people to call you,
uh-huh.
stay on the phone. Listen, I'm sure we're all used to holding on to that automated voice on the phone company. Your
mm-hmm.
call will be taken.
Mm-hmm.
We're helping the next customer. Well, you're helping probably a numerologist who's trying to work out the numbers that will attract the right clientele to that number.
Right, right. Wow.
You know, you can have fun with these numbers, too.
Right, right.
You know, that's another
right.
aspect of it. There's a lot of fun that you can have
right.
with numbers.
And I don't know how many times you get an email, but I'm always getting emails from people that see repetitive numbers. And I firmly believe that God in his infinite wisdom has a communication with us, and it is through numbers. And I do think that repetitive numbers are messages, because it's a universal language. And when I have, if somebody took the time to just study the meanings of the numbers, then when they get the numbers in their dreams or when they get a repetitive numbers in their life, they can decipher their own messages. Because sometimes you have to really kind of follow your own instincts on things. You know
Absolutely.
What I mean?
Absolutely.
And so I might tell you what a one means, but if you know what a one means and you know what's going on in your life, you don't need me at all. You can decipher your dream or you can decipher what that message is, and you don't need to, you know, send 3,000 emails about repetitive
numbers. This is true. I think the most easiest part to the whole thing, and I've learned this over the years, is I trust it.
Right, exactly.
And I have no doubt.
Right.
And I'm a firm believer of free will. I'm a firm believer that a client that comes our way or a student that comes our way is no coincidence.
Right.
And you see repetitive numbers. That's interesting that you say that, because I could get a series of a lot of M names.
Mm-hmm.
A Michelle, or I have a Michael, or I have a Martha. All of a sudden, they're M names coming in. And all of a sudden, they're July, 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 July. Now, I know that that's a universal message, but I also know that's a teaching to me to look into the aspects of these numbers.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
In these particular cases, it speaks for itself.
It does. It does.
You know,
I think you know how you're saying about the accuracy of numbers and the incredible insight that you can gain. I think we were talking as well today earlier about Tim Russert and
mm-hmm.
His sudden death. And whenever someone, unfortunately, as a numerologist, you're always going to take a look-see. Because I'm listening to these allocades about his character, his allocades about his work. I was not the kind of person that watched that particular television program. But I did like the man whenever I saw him. And immediately I'm going to go and I'm going to look up his name and his birth date and see what were his numbers. Did this man live out his destiny? Did he hold the energy? And it amazed me with Tim Russert because of the nine life path. And certainly that's going to bring around international. It's going to bring around, he's an international citizen and he belongs to the world. And certainly these are magnetic people. These are
mm-hmm.
also very spiritual people.
Mm-hmm.
And the expression number was a seven, which means that the man was a specialist, that he had an incredible gift with research. He had an incredible gift with digging beneath the surface, ferreting out the truth.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, this is the energy of the seven. And also, when you think in terms of that, anyone that was talking about him said that he knew politics like nobody knew politics. It was his passion, and he knew everything there was to know. And he looked forward to the upcoming elections. I mean, this is what the man lived for. And when you really kind of add that energy in with him, you can honestly see all of this in that man and the life that he led, the fact that he was so respected for being such an incredible journalist.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
You know, and I just was kind of, and it's times like that when you pull up, when you look at those numbers, you pull them up and you think about it, that you're in awe of numerology, that this man indeed was exactly, you know, what his energy was, as told by numerology. So.
Right, right. It's a wonderful, simple subject.
Right, right.
You know, it's just the way your ego mind wants to complicate it,
right,
the way,
right.
You know, you want to do
right.
it, but it's
right.
just trust it.
Right.
And I tell you, they could be your best friends. Not
right.
at a lottery machine, but they're your best friends.
They're your
you
best
know?
Friends. Well, listen, Lois, what I want to do is I want to really mention really quick one thing about your website, and then I want to open up the lines
sure.
to allow our listeners to call into the show, perhaps get a reading from you or get some insight from numerology, because that's
sure.
what we're here for. The one thing I want to mention about that I read on your website is that you are offering a question and answer forum that people can ask about personal relationships, career, family situations, name changes, business, and so much more. And they can actually email you and ask you a question. Is
Correct.
That true?
Yep. It's wide open. I believe in sharing.
Uh-huh.
And, you know, it's open. Anybody could just call, just email me and...
So they would email
just
you
give me your name and sure. the date of birth and the question, and I hope I can find an answer for you.
All right. Well, that's anybody, this is really a wonderful thing, Lois. I really think wonderful thing, especially for students that are studying numerology, to have access to someone with your 30 years of experience. It's a very humanitarian, wonderful thing that you're doing. So I want everybody
well,
to make
you.
Sure you can email Lois at Lois T. Martin at loistmartin.com. And you can read about this forum on her webpage, which is www.loistmartin.com. And, hey, let the questions begin, right?
Yeah, that's it. Let them come.
Okay. Well, listen, everybody, we're going to open up the phone lines. You're listening to Station 1 on BBS Radio, the number one internet station. And my guest this evening is Lois Martin. She's a wonderful numerologist. And we're going to be taking your calls, answering your questions. We would love to do a reading from you, and we would love to hear from you. So here are the toll-free numbers. You can call USA 877-876-5227. You can call toll-free from Canada at 888-815-9756. And you can call the station direct if you live in the California area at 530-876-3222. And make sure if you are sitting by your computer, step away from it and speak up when you call in, okay? And guess what, Lois? We've got a caller.
Great.
Who's calling, please?
Hi, this is Julia.
Hi, Julia. How are you?
Doing well, thank you. How are you this evening?
I'm very well. Julia, do you have a question for Lois?
Well, I was just kind of curious numerologically what's going on or, you
okay.
know, anything in particular that you
okay.
want to draw my attention to.
Do you want to give us your date of birth, please?
It's September 16th, 1961.
Okay. Did you get that, Lois?
Sure. And your question was you were curious about what?
Just kind of what's going on, what you see happening around my life right now.
Okay. All right. From what I am seeing right now, what I'm picking up right now here, Julia, is that you're caught like a, I'm going to say, like in a web. You're feeling quite indecisive, plus the fact you like to analyze things. And I feel that you're in a transition of a lot of indecisions. It could have a lot to do, I like to kind of like coin phrase it as a smorgasbord. There could be indecisions about yourself, things you might have been wanting to change about you, relationships, career. It could be something, even maybe wanting to further your education. But you seem to be in a web, and you are the type of person that likes to perfect things, so to speak. And you're not a dumb woman. You're pretty sharp. And I believe you have a pretty good memory. But I feel that right now, if you could, how you say, more connect with your inner self, your higher self, through meditation, through numerology, understanding the transitions that you are in, which right now I am seeing that you are in a 7/8 personal year. And this has a lot to do with, as I said before, the transition of who am I? What am I searching for? What am I looking for? To the point, maybe even feeling a little draggy, like your energy level. I'm tired. I don't feel as up and ready to go as I normally could be. And there's focus on finances, and there's focus on family. You have a lot going on here, but I think that I always use the magic word, surrender to this right now. Just surrender, let it be, and it will come forth to you. Because, Julia, that's how it works for you. It's like a light bulb goes off, and you're directed. The more you go out and try to force it to happen, the more it becomes a calamity. Do you follow me?
Yes. Yeah, that sounds about right.
It's making sense to you?
Yeah.
You know, you're in this emotional, I don't know what to do. I'm in this transition.
Yeah, that's how I feel.
And you know what, Julia? My opinion, let it go right now. Don't even try to make it, I'm doing this and I want to do that, because it's not coming to you. Your information comes to you from a higher level. It always does. You have such an intuitive ability, but you have to trust it. And right now, because you're not sure, just put the ego mind out of the way and just say, I trust, for I will be shown the path. And leave it alone. Take care of you. Enjoy yourself a little bit. Entertain yourself a little bit. Do some journaling. Take a walk around the block. I know gas is a lot of money, but get in touch with yourself and feel calmer.
Good
Take
advice.
Deep breaths. Go to yoga. As I said, meditation. You will find the path, trust me. And I am going to project something's going to be coming up with financial changes for you. More into the end of the year in the 08 year than in the 09 year. So watch your money.
Oh, so watch it. Oh.
Oh, yeah, well, listen, if you want to give it away, I'm available. I mean,
oh,
you
no.
can give it to me.
Well, no, but. I just mean, you know, I was hoping it would be, like, coming in and not going.
Well, it obviously can come into you. Opportunities can come to you. But you also want to have the awareness to say, well, look, it's coming, but there's always the yin and yang. Now, where is it going to go? So you have some extra monies coming in. I'd hide 10, 20 bucks under a rock. You don't need it right now.
Okay.
And when that rainy day comes, how true a statement, you'll have it. So do things right now that's not costing you any money. Get in touch with yourself. Light a candle. Drink a lot of water. Take a walk. Journal. Read a book.
Julia, you're 47 right now?
46. I'll be 47 in September.
Okay. When you turn 47 in September, you know, that intuitive awareness and that's really going to be heightened for you as well. It's not that you aren't always intuitive, like I agree completely with Lois, but I also feel with that 47 coming in as well that you're going to find that, you know, you might feel that rather strong for that entire year. So definitely get in touch with that aspect of self, the spiritual self, the meditation, and because the guidance is going to want to flow very strongly, I feel.
And you're going to have to do some closet cleaning, hon. You know, and
yeah.
I'm not just saying that in a literal sense. I'm saying that you're going to be coming to a visualization of yourself, looking at matters, people, situations. You're going to be saying, this isn't important to me anymore.
Right.
It's not feeding my soul purpose anymore.
Right.
So without you analyzing and trying to find the perfect answer to it and just surrendering, Julia, I have faith. You got a strong name. You're going to do fine.
Okay, Julia.
Sounds
many
excellent.
Blessings.
Well, thank you. Many blessings to you, too. Thank,
thank
you both
you.
Very much, and have a great evening.
Thank you,
too,
Julia.
Dear.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye.
Yeah, it's very interesting, you know, what you were saying. You know, Julia's got that 16 birthday, okay?
Right.
And I always feel that with sevens, it's kind of like I like to use the analogy of a lighthouse. That somewhere within, they've got this inner guidance system that's always going to lead them in the path and direction that they need to go, as long as they listen to it.
Mm-hmm.
And they have the gut feelings, the inner knowings, the clairsentience, if you want to call it that. And they just really need to follow always the inner guidance.
Absolutely.
Okay, I think we have another caller, Lois.
Great.
Who's calling, please?
Allison, good evening. It's Rosa. How are you?
Hello, Rosa. How are you?
Good, pretty good, pretty good. I just want to ask the both of you, because you're both phenomenal experts in numerology, and I just want to ask you, I have seen a few times already, I moved to an apartment, the number of the apartment is 611, I just got two of my credit cards, they're 611, so I don't know if that's a sign that they're giving me.
611?
Yeah.
Uh-huh. I really think you're getting a good message, okay? Watch your finances.
Okay.
Right.
And it's very important because, first of all, that 611 right there immediately is telling us, I believe Allison will agree, is that your home is very important to you. It's
okay.
A root. It's a foundation to you.
Yeah.
And you're very strong-willed just by those two ones next to it. And you're independent.
Yes.
And you like standing on your own two feet. Okay?
Correct.
And I do believe that you have this inner ability to go out and conquer what it is you like to do.
Yeah.
But because these numbers are attracting where it could wind up costing you more money to live there than you anticipated, so if you're going to do furnishing in the apartment, do it where it's in a moderation, it's comfortable, you could enjoy relaxing in your bedroom or what living room, wherever it might be. But do it with moderation.
Yes, which I am.
You
I also feel with the 611, you know, and just throwing this in there, but, you know, Rosa, this is also going to, you know, there's the good and there's the good, the bad, and the ugly with that particular configuration. What Lois is talking about is whenever eight can bring about abundance as much as it can bring about financial difficulties, so you have to be aware and remain balanced in that. But, you know, this is not a bad number for, you know, meeting, maybe being in a neighborhood or meeting people who are powerful or in a position of authority. This may attract that sort of an individual to your home, people that can possibly, you know, give you some ideas on jobs or where to go. You know, there are positive things to it as well. The 11 with me, the reason why I know Rosa, and I know that she has an 11 in her chart, so I was chuckling there, laughing, going, yeah, of course she picked a 6-11.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I
actually met someone very influential this past week. I was headhunted by another company. I met the CEO of the company.
Sure.
And the director came down next week. So I don't know if this has an influence with the 6-11 or not.
Well, it can bring powerful people around you, and that's what I'm feeling with it as well.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
I agree. And
yeah.
It will bring powerful people. It can bring powerful experiences. But as a suggestion, go back and think about what the 6-11 in the other apartment was about. What was going on in the life cycles at this time? Because you're repeating. And with that, it's giving you the balance to look at it and make good what you didn't weren't able to before and what you need to settle out now.
It's so funny. I just sold my house because I couldn't financially afford it anymore because of the, you know, the interest rates and so forth. And I sold it and I came to this apartment, 6-11, and I feel so much at peace now. I feel like I could afford things a lot better now. And it's just more of a balance that I have now in my life than I had prior to moving into
bringing her the balance. Good.
See, that's wonderful. So it's bringing you that balance. But don't be a blonde like me at times, okay? I said, don't be a blonde like I am, okay? You have to sometimes, though, realize as we're being given the universal gift, there's always tests there. And we don't want to repeat again what we thought that we knew best the last time. So also be open to other experiences here.
Yes, I am. And like I said before, I feel like now that I sold my house, I moved here, like other doors are opening, so maybe that's why I'm getting the significant number again of 6-11.
What was the number of your old house, Rosa?
9034.
Okay.
And this one here is actually the number of the building that I'm in is 10120, and the apartment is 6-11. And the funny thing, like I said, the apartment is 6-11, and I got two credit cards on Friday because I changed banks, and they're both 6-11.
Right.
Well, you know what? Look at them as your spirit guides. Look at them as your guiding angels. You know, the six being that feeling the warmth and the comfort and the security within your home. It doesn't have to have chandeliers and golden rods all over, but it will give you that comfort and the ones being and giving you the strength to move on, step forward, to be open to new opportunities as new people are opening to you.
Right.
Yeah.
So I think it's a good move, Rosa.
Yeah. Thank you. I was hoping to get through because a lot of things have happened last week to this week, and I feel like it's all sequential, happening all for a reason.
Mm-hmm.
And
everything does.
I do agree with you that I think you're saying about 6-11, not make the same mistakes as I made before financially, that I have to be very cautious with my money.
Right.
Exactly.
Oh, absolutely.
Well,
absolutely.
But, in all intents and purposes, you know, you've got some energy there that can advance you. But, you know, whenever the eight is around, you have to understand it's a balancing act. It is working with the spiritual aspects of self as well as the physical and the material. It's paying attention to every aspect of your life and balancing it all out. And make where your priorities are. You know, if you place too much priority upon career and money, that certainly can bring about destruction in other areas of your life. So you really need to understand that eight is a number of mastery. It's a mastery on every level. And so when you pull in the energy of the eight around you, you better be prepared to keep yourself balanced in all aspects of self. And so that's the one thing, you know, it can bring wonderful, amazing opportunities and abundance. But at the same time, if your life can come to a crashing halt in other areas if you don't balance it at all times. So that would be my one word of advice.
Yeah, and
mm-hmm.
number eight is also the God power number, even in the Kabbalah.
Right.
Because it totals an eight. And if you turn the eight on the side, it's a sign of the affinity.
Right, as above, so below.
It's a very powerful number, hon.
Yep.
Reach
a lot of
out
changes
and go
coming
for
ahead
it.
Then, huh?
Yeah. Excuse me?
I'm sorry?
I didn't hear you.
I feel that there is a lot of changes coming ahead.
Good for you. Go with them. And so many blessings to you doing it.
Thanks for calling, Rosa. Good luck, dear.
Thank you so much. Thanks, guys.
All right.
Bye-bye.
Bye. It's interesting, the 8's coming up this evening, and we had such a discussion about it
this
afternoon,
isn't it?
Yes,
we did.
You know, whenever you read, or I don't know about you, but you have people that have 8 life paths, and I always find that although there is the tremendous possibilities and potential in the life path for great success and achievements and money and power, and it will pull powerful, it's interesting to me. You know, like the people that 8s know, you know, it's just who they know alone is somewhat astounding. And,
yes.
You know, it'll pull all that around you, but there's also other things. You know, you have to be determined. You have to be able to work hard. You have to be able to balance out so many other aspects of your life. There's so many things that come in with that 8 that quite often there's adversity in the life of an 8, because if you don't remain challenged, if you don't set goals, the universe and God in his infinite wisdom will throw down a gauntlet or throw down an obstacle into your life, and it's something that you have to overcome. And from overcoming that obstacle, then you begin to realize just what you're capable of doing, and so maybe next time you set a better goal or a higher goal.
Absolutely.
You know, because that's the whole thing about the 8. They have to work towards achievements throughout their life. And the idle hands of the devil's tool applies to the 8. So if you don't set goals, when you have the 8 energy around, you can actually get yourself into some major trouble. So, it's
you're very good,
moment.
Allison. You're very good.
Oh, well, I think we have another caller. I'm so excited
cool.
about the 8, but let's take our caller. Who's calling?
Hi, how are you?
Very well. Who's this?
My name is Lisa, and my
Hello,
birthday.
Lisa.
Hi, my birthday is March 6, 1963. And I was curious about the summer months, what you kind of see for me. And I was hoping maybe you'd tell me about a move, maybe.
Okay. Well, I'm going to let Lois talk to you first, okay?
Okay, thanks.
Lisa, how do you spell that name?
L-I-S-A.
Okay, fine. All right. Okay, the summer months you want to know. So you're just particularly concerned about June, July, and August. And September?
Yeah.
Well,
yeah.
I don't want to limit it, okay? I think I would
right, well,
expand on
well,
it a little bit.
Well, that's fine. I'm just thinking summer. It's summer. That's
okay. I personally feel that there's still some more closet cleaning here to do. And along with this closet cleaning and you taking the new steps forward to these new beginnings, these are going to be opening doors for you. Now, summertime is a beautiful time because you're outside, you can meet people, you go to a concert, you go to a picnic, whatever, and you meet new people. I believe that this is totally up to you. And you know what? You're a strong girl. There's no question about it. You're strong-willed, and I believe that you have every ability to go out there and achieve what it is that you want. What I believe, though, is that You stiffen up with doubt. And because of that, it kind of like sabotages really what it is in that mindset of yours, what it is to go out to get. I don't feel it's been the most easiest time. I feel that there's been a lot of transitions that have been happening for you the past couple of years. But
yeah, sure.
Where you are right now and what is happening here right now for you, I believe that you should really get out there and tiptoe through the gardens and hug a tree and embrace everything that's coming your way, and you make it happen.
Okay.
Because you have that ability to do that. And there's a lot of stuff with family, too.
Okay.
Lisa, can I ask you,
are you
feeling very strong spiritual pull or feeling like a need to educate yourself or to learn more? Or?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, because you really, to me, I mean, I agree with the house cleaning, because a lot of that's inward reflection, and it's kind of taking, you know, going within and taking kind of like an assessment of self. But you're like been doing this inner journey and kind of like finding the origins of your soul sort of a thing. And you're transitioning out of one pentacle into another one. And I just kind of want to bring this up. You've been in the seven energy for a very long time. So the psychic, the paranormal, the draw towards the spiritual philosophy, the metaphysical, the seeking of the knowledge. I don't know as if you're feeling all that social, as if you actually enjoy maybe spending some time by yourself and needing that opportunity to think, or even if you kind of feel to a certain level of being a little bit, almost like you're walking down this one path and nobody's on it with you. Almost like...
Yeah. I do a little bit.
Yeah, and maybe not quite as connected to everybody as, you know, as you could be. But you're really being put all around this tremendously beautiful, but also, you know, this seven energy... is about soul growth, and it doesn't want you to work per se or kill yourself with career. If anything, it wants you to be a specialist. It wants you to concentrate on one thing that you have a passion about or something that you're very interested in, and it may be something tied to the metaphysical, education definitely, but also, as Lois was saying, those long walks in the woods and that sort of a thing.
You know, just going to a Barnes & Noble and listening to a lecture.
Yeah.
You know, just absorbing. Not making the affirmative decisions and saying, this is what I want to do, because technically, as I view you, you've just been reborn. You just had a rebirthing on March 6th of this year.
Uh-huh.
And a newborn baby does not get up and walk. So you need to go out and find what it is you're choosing to attract. Because I'm sure you don't want to attract what you were attracting that didn't make you feel good.
This is true.
And I am really receiving something about you with a trip around water. Are you planning to visit family as somebody that lives maybe out of state, that lives in Florida or California or something?
I have a close friend in Florida. I have one in California, too.
Okay, because I get something here coming up about maybe you're contemplating a trip around water or over water.
Hmm.
And do you drink a lot of water?
Oh, I always drink water.
Good.
I don't even drink pop. I don't like it.
Okay. Water's going to be your best thirst, a thirst quencher. Drink it. Because, again, you're such a strong girl, and you want so much to get out there and blossom, like Allison said, yet you're feeling like one is the only the loneliest number here. Believe me, darling, you won't be lonely.
Okay.
You will not be lonely.
Okay. So, Lois...
Go on this like a driving trip, you think, Lois, or is it a flight?
It's something over water, near water, either visiting family in Florida, California, somebody around a water base, Carolina.
Okay.
It's something near water that comes up. Maybe somebody's going to send you a wedding invitation. Somebody could send you, we're having a reunion. But I feel something like this and seeing people you haven't seen in a long time.
Okay.
All right.
You enjoy. Let us know how it goes.
I will.
If you need Allison and I to carry your luggage, we'll be happy to do it. Especially if it's Hawaii.
Thank you.
Thanks, Lisa.
Bye.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye. Well, she's got double seven pentacles. One right on top of another.
Well, you know, if she takes a trip, it should be a very spiritual one for her.
Right.
Maybe she'll find that connection, that deja vu feeling. I know, right. I've been here before.
Right.
You
well,
know?
The interesting thing about you bringing up the water and the double seven pentacles, because the seven is symbolic of the water, and usually sevens are happier around the water. It's something about the water is connected to the number seven. And, did you know that I adopted a Yorkie? Well, hello, she's psychic and she wants to join in on the conversation. Okay. So anyhow, I was saying in my newsletter the one that I sent out in June, that that universally, if you add the energy of June, which is a 6, to the universal year, which is a 1, it's a 7, and it brings in a lot of issues with water. And certainly what we've seen in the news, because it applies to the news of the universe and what's going on in the universe, we've had a lot of issues with water. So it's interesting that you brought that up with water with her. She's got all this 7 energy around her at this time. So,
mm-hmm.
you know, I think that's pretty cool. But guess what? We got another caller, so I better take it.
Great.
Hi. Hi, who's calling?
Hi, Allison. This is Linda.
Hi, Linda.
Hello.
How are you?
Fine. How are you? I've been trying to get through, and I was so shocked I got through. I'm like, yay.
Yay.
So I'd love to know, Allison, if I could have anything that Lois has to tell me. Would you like my birth date?
Sure, give her your birthday.
Linda, how do you spell Linda?
Oh, L-I-N-D-A.
Okay, and what is your birth date?
September 10th, 1952.
5-2?
Yes, ma'am.
September 10th, okay. Let's see where we're going here now. Well, please don't tell me something new didn't happen this year for you. It had to be. It had to have some new things happening here for you. Did you move? Did you meet new people? Did you start a new job? Did you take a new course? Did you find a new interest that you never thought you'd get interested in ever?
Not yet, Lois. And that, I'm procrastinating. I've been praying like I'm ready for a change.
Okay.
And nothing's moving.
Okay. Let me tell you what number 10s like to do and number 1s like to do and all the other 1s in the series. They do procrastinate because they like things their way. And when they don't get things their way, they procrastinate. And you have everything going here for you, young lady, to get out there and make things happen. Everything. I believe that take something, even if it be an adult education course. Even if you said, you know what, if somebody told me I was going to sign up and become a notary public, I would have told them they were crazy. Do something different. Don't make anything long-term commitment, though, because you're still in the water. You're still out there fishing, looking for what it is you want to cook for dinner. But new things are happening. Are you in a relationship right now?
No, I've been hearing for years I'm
going to
get in a relationship. It's not happening.
Oh, yes, it will.
Oh, yes, it is, darling.
Oh, boy, is it coming up.
Oh, yes, it is. You've got relationships happening here,
oh,
girlfriend.
Oh, yeah.
It, you guys, is it going to be a keeper this time, or is it
soulmate,
going to be another?
Soulmate is what I'm feeling. Yeah.
I feel that it's going to be, a different kind of a relationship than what you've been used to. You don't have to take care of anybody. They could take care of themselves. Enjoy the relationship.
Right.
Oh.
Attract
definitely.
The relationship. You do not have to be the caretaker.
The situation I'm in, I am a caretaker now, and by choice. I mean, I don't want to...
No, I'm talking in personal relationships.
Oh, but I have a brother that I'm a caretaker for.
We're not talking about a brother. I'm not talking about a sibling. I'm talking about your one-on-one relationship with somebody you meet.
Right.
Oh, okay.
Allow yourself, okay,
you
to
don't, what
enjoy
Lois
the
is
moment.
Trying to say, Lois, I'm going to just interject here. You do not have to fall in love with somebody you're trying to save. Okay, or somebody that you feel sorry for, or somebody that has got a hard luck story, and you just march in there and try to save them. You want an equal. You don't want to have to nurture somebody, or you don't want to have to wipe their nose, and you don't want to have to hold them up. You want to look for an equal, and you can be a sucker for a sad song. I think that's what Lois is trying
to
say.
Yes, absolutely.
Okay.
Yes, Allison hit it right on the head.
Absolutely.
I didn't want to sound cruel, but I don't want that. I want an equal.
Well, keep your eyes open, girl, and you make sure you get yourself, especially, I would say, as you move later, later towards the end of this year, you really want to take any invitations, any opportunities that you have as far as going to social events. Get yourself out there, because you really got a configuration that's sitting in your chart that really can bring to you a very committed and very wonderful romantic relationship. But you don't be cautious about I guess I would call it being a loser magnet, okay? You want to equal, not somebody you're trying to save. Okay.
Yeah, I am a loser magnet. if I give someone's birth date, is it okay, Allison, do I have your permission to give Lois my ex's birthday? Because it's hard when he emails me, and I don't know if I should let him go or if he comes back. I believe everybody is in your life for a reason.
Okay, well, we have Lois, if you do this, I'm going to tell you that you've got 2 minutes to work your mojo, girl, because we've only got a couple minutes left on the show.
My personal answer to you, you already answered the question. You already said before, I don't want that. So why then attract it?
Yeah.
Don't respond. That's my answer. We don't need to have this guy's birthday. You answered it for yourself.
There you go.
Deep down inside, I did.
Yes, you did. So let's not confuse it anymore.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying? Don't let the heart control the head now.
Oh, you're a tough one, Lois. Martin, I'll tell you what.
Yeah, I have a little class now, don't I?
Okay, well, there. I hope that answered your question, Julia.
Thank you so much, Allison. Thank you, Lois. Blessings
you're
to you.
You're so welcome, Linda. We'll talk to you soon.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye.
You would be a fun person to get a reading from. I would like that. It's like kind of like talking to your wise old mom or something.
Yeah, well, I'm more like a little bit, I'm being very professional with my language, you know.
Yeah, sometimes sometimes you just want to say, what are you thinking?
Exactly,
yeah.
Exactly.
You need to, like, rethink that through.
Uh-huh, uh-huh.
Yeah, well.
But you know what? We all walk the walk, so.
Yeah, we've all been there, done that. But, you know, the beautiful thing, the one interesting thing in that, it doesn't matter how wise you are, you cannot give away that wisdom. Everybody's got to find their own on their own terms, you know?
That's right. That's
so
right.
You could have it in bags trying to hand it out, and it isn't going to happen.
Mm-hmm.
People pretty much got to learn through their experience. That's how they gain their wisdom, and that's just the way it is. And we've only got 1 minute left. So I do want to, once again, Lois, tell everybody what your website is.
What's my website? Oh, it's www.lois, L-O-I-S, T like in Tom, Martin, it's all lower cap, .com,
mm-hmm.
lowercase letters, I mean. And go to the website, you'll find all the rest of my information. You have a question and answer forum. I'll be glad to contact you.
That's a great idea.
And I thank you very much for inviting me back.
Well, Lois, it's always a pleasure to have you. And
thanks,
always a delight to be able to sit with your incredible knowledge of numerology and chit-chat with you. It's delightful for me, and I'm pretty sure that our listeners enjoyed you as well. So thank you so much.
Thank you, dear, and you. Blessings to all.
Yes, and everyone that called in tonight, thank you for calling in. Everybody that listened, thanks for joining us. And as always, I wish you love, peace, and abundance. Good night, Lois. Good night, everybody.
Good night, now. Bye.
Bye-bye.
Thank you for joining us this evening. For more information, or if you wish to contact Allison for a reading, please visit www.visiblebynumbers.com or email Allison at alynch@ptd.net. Have a wonderful evening and be well.